The letters A, S, K can hold a special meaning if we let them remind us to ask, seek, and knock, as Jesus taught in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11. With each of those words, we can look to our Lord, and that's what we should do. That will be the theme also for Brother Johnson's sermon that we'll hear today. You are listening to the Words of Life program. We are brought to you by Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers who want to tell you about Jesus. We know that having the salvation that Jesus offers is of utmost importance in our lives. We now worship our Lord in song.
The way that He loves is as fair as the day that blesses my way with light. The way that He loves is as soft as the breeze caressing the trees at night.
So tender and precious is He.
His love reaches even me.
The way that He loves is as deep as the sea. His Spirit shall be my stay. The way that He loves is as pure as a rose, much sweeter.
His peace hovers near like a dove. I know there's a heaven above.
To Jesus I cling, life's a wonderful thing because of the way He loves.
To Jesus, I'll cling, life's a wonderful thing because of the way He loves.
Please, as you have opportunity, pray with me. Heavenly Father, we praise Your holy name and we thank You for the forgiveness that's found only in our Lord Jesus Christ. Some of our listeners are troubled with personal concerns while others are burdened with serious health problems. We pray for Your blessing upon each one of them to meet their needs. Some who hear the words today face persecution because of their faithfulness in Jesus. please protect all believers with strength and faith and protection. The Bible teaches us that Jesus is going to return at your appointed time, and Lord, help us to be ready for that great event. In the name of Jesus, amen. Brother David Johnson will now present Ask, Seek, and Knock.
It's great to be together again as we look in to the Word of God. The title for the lesson is Ask, Seek, Knock. Our primary text is taken from the New Testament, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 7 through 11. Please listen to the Word of God. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. He who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be open. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you, then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? This is the Word of God. Sometimes, as Christians, we feel frustrated in our prayer petitions and supplications. We ask, we seek, we knock, and sometimes too soon give up, thanking, feeling God doesn't hear us. First off, we should realize that in the original Greek grammar, the tense indicates here the idea of keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking. This persistence in our petitions, our asking, is here emphasized by the progression of intensity from asking to perseverance in seeking to more aggressive knocking, so to speak, at heaven's door. God is not deaf. God hears us the first time, in fact, knows our hearts even before we ask. Yet often, God desires our sincere supplications be evidenced by ongoing faith, continuing dependence as we steadily seek His face in prayer. We ask, we seek, we knock. This persistence in asking, in seeking an answer, is usually true even in human-to-human petitions. For example, I lived at one time in a little town called Gatchel, Indiana, for about 6 years. Our family lived on about 1 acre of land that wasn't level but had plenty of grass to mow. Somehow, my Murray riding mower caught fire. I bought it brand new for about $1,000. It caught fire while I was on it mowing the grass. I went to the store in Tell City with my burnt machine. They basically said, we'll inspect the mower and send in our report, but you'll have to write the Murray company with your claim or petition for a full reimbursement. I had my purchase receipt. The mower was only about a few months old. The Murray repairman added, good luck with that. I don't know about you, but I rarely have an extra $1,000 lying around. But grass is also so very persistent in growing in our hot, wet months. It just keeps on growing. So I wrote the letter to Murray, Inc., and my wife and I persistently prayed to the Lord for a positive response. After about 8 weeks, I received a letter from Murray, Inc., Incorporated, with something else, a check, which I've kept as proof, a copy of the check. which I've kept as proof of the power of persistent prayer. I used the $1,058.94, which was the entire new price reimbursement of the Murray mower, and paid off the snapper riding mower that I was then using. That Murray machine had a very hot seat. So, does this guarantee that we always get on earth from heaven what we ask for, what we seek, what we knock for, even persistently? No. There are other important factors regarding even persistent prayer that we should understand. Let's look more closely at our main text. Jesus states in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you." Jesus hereby tells us to persist in pursuing God, to ask, seek, knock. And too many give up after a few half-hearted prayers. However, fervency in prayer takes effort, focus, follow-through, and of course, faith. If we ask, seek, knock for wisdom, with understanding and patience, these are always in God's will for His sons and daughters in Christ Jesus, that we continue to ask, seek, and knock with wisdom and understanding and patience. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 8, "For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks the door will be opened." Consider this verse and truth closely. We have a tendency to read in what we want it to mean. That is, to receive, to find, to have opened, what we have petitioned each time. That is, what we want to always get it. But that's not what it says. Everyone who asks, receives, finds, has opened what God desires and wants. And it's not always yes. God does answer petitionary prayer, basically in three possible ways: yes, no, wait. We usually only acknowledge the first answer, yes. We expect yes, or we fervently desire yes. But that's our will, not necessarily God's will or timing. Sometimes regarding the other two basic answers to our petitions, we think, we feel, God is ignoring us, or worse, that God doesn't even care. As family of God, not caring is never the case. We are family. We're sons and daughters adopted into His family. God always cares and supplies our needs according to His ways and timing, not necessarily our wants or our time schedule. God is not ever obligated to fulfill our every whim, our every petition. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 8 is not a blank check, so to speak, to present to God and expect to receive, find, and have open our every wish. Moreover, in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 8, everyone who asks in this context means believers, family of God only. Well, how do I know this? Consider in this same context, Matthew chapter 7 and verse 11, which says in part, "How much more will," notice, "your Father in heaven give good gifts." Everyone here then includes all believers who are God's people, sons and daughters of God, the church, today. This prayer petitioning is a family affair. Being in God's family has prayer privileges. Yet even believers, as family, do not always receive what we desire when we persistently ask, seek, or knock. Let's consider a few of the conspicuous reasons God may say no or wait. Number one, even as family of God, we can break fellowship with God due to unrepentant sin. Consider the first epistle of John, chapter 3, verses 21 through 22. "Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God and receive from Him anything we ask because we obey His commands. and do what pleases Him. Here, put positively, we receive because our hearts are right before God. Because we are living obediently, we have no unrepentant sin. When we do sin, when we mess up, we fess up and repent. We receive from Him, that is, God, anything we ask always means in God's will. Do we really think God would give us anything that is against His will? Our prayer confidence before God is a product of a repentant believer in a life pattern pleasing to God. Conversely, consider Psalm 66 and verse 18 that says, "If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened." Unrepentant sins are petition pulverizers. Christians are never perfect, but repentant hearts and minds and wills can make us pleasing to the Lord. Number two, we need to examine our motive for asking, seeking, and knocking. James, writing to believers in James chapter 4 and verse 3, his epistle, "When you ask, you do not receive, because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures." Our Father in heaven deeply desires to meet our legitimate needs, not just our desires. Our Father knows best. Pleasures are not necessarily evil, but sometimes our pleasures can weaken, even block our fellowship with God. Pleasure we do receive from God is always rewarding and good for us in His sight. And God knows what's good and what's not in our lives and in whatever season of our lives we are in. Jesus illustrated this very clearly in Matthew chapter 7 and verses 9 through 11. "Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?" Number three, notice we need to ask. Often we fail to receive because we don't even ask. Ask even for the smaller things in this life that can bring us joy. We, as children of God, should keep the mindset that our Father deeply loves us and desires to give us good gifts, to give us even small pleasures. For example, my wife sometimes sends me to the grocery store for unusual items on the list, such as celery seed, a spice, or pitted prunes, or ramen noodles. Being a typical man, I don't search always according to groupings of products which store layouts don't always observe. And I hate to ask for help, typical man. I can do this, I thought. I absolutely could not, however, find the ramen noodles. I didn't even know what it was. I finally broke down and asked a stock clerk, who was a male, and he said, "What's that?" I searched again through each aisle over and over and over again. I was determined to bring home the prize. I was going to find detested ramen noodles. So, duh, I prayed about it and went right to it. That is a true story. My Father in heaven gave me great pleasure that day. But you gotta ask, even for the little things that can bring us joy. Our fourth reason we don't receive what we ask for is we fail to accept, fail to acknowledge that God is answering and His answer is no or wait, which are answers also. It simply is not God's will to answer our petitions, how and when we desire. We must learn to accept God's will over our will, even when we don't understand how God's will couldn't be like our will. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14. "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us." We should also remember as to the why not. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 8 says regarding Almighty God, quote, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord." God never, ever makes mistakes, regardless of how desperately we may desire God to say yes to our repeated supplications and petitions. Also, for example, concerning physical healing, we should understand that God always answers believers. He either heals us here and now, or He will heal us over there with Him into eternity. God always heals believers. It's only a question of when and where. James writes regarding our often independent mindset. James chapter 4 and verse 15. Instead, you ought to say, if it is God's will, we will live and do this or that. We need more submission, not stubbornness. Number 5. It should be self-evident that faith is the fuel of prayer. James chapter 1 verses 5 through 7, for example. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. As Christians in the family of God, we should know that our asking God for wisdom is always His will. God desires that we ask, that we have godly wisdom to do the right thing. But we must pray wisely, believing, trusting, relying on our Father in heaven, who answers our prayers with yes, no, or wait, and trust God's wise answer, even when we don't understand it. So we ask for wisdom, which may not sink in until some time later. But let us never forget that our Father in heaven treasures us. We have been brought into a family relationship by the precious blood of His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, and through our obedient faith in Him. Consider this final illustration. A little boy in a large city bank walked right past the policeman, right past the teller, past the bank vice president, and went right into the bank president's office and spoke frankly to him. While the others, waiting to see the bank president, all stood outside looking at a sign that read, "No admittance." But the boy had free access to speak to the president. Why? Because he was his father, and he was his son. Likewise, as sons and daughters of God, let us freely and boldly with confidence approach the throne of grace, as the Hebrew letter indicates, and frankly ask, seek, and knock, as our Father wants to hear from us, and lavish us with good gifts, according to His will and His timing. As James also wrote, in his epistle, chapter 1 and verse 17, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood. In the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood, come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood. In the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the
the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin's stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood.
In the blood of the Lamb.
There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood.
In the blood of the Lamb.
There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Are you looking forward to Jesus, as Brother Johnson suggested today? Most importantly, if you have not made a decision for Jesus, you need to become a Christian. First, of course, you need to truly believe that Jesus is the Savior and the Son of God. The New Testament, by example, shows us that believers also repented of sin, confessed Jesus as Savior, and were baptized in water. If you have questions or comments, or if you want to have a free CD of this program, ask for broadcast 2102. That's 2102. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life.
Sing them all.